Next patient is let's see, next patient is Diane V. Bolt. That is Diane is D-I-A-N-E. V. Bolt, W-I-E-B-O-L-D-T. V. Bolt. Date of consultation is date of exam 6/1/22. Next paragraph, chief complaint is cough and shortness of breath with wheezing. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 73-year-old female who has a history of cough and wheezing. Recently was exposed to mold in her apartment. Mold in her house. The house basement was stripped. And she started to have increased symptoms of wheezing, shortness of breath, and chest tightness. After the repair was done, period. The patient denied chest pain. She denied fevers or chills, but had atrial fibrillation, for which she uses anticoagulant. She had no chest or abdominal pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history for appendectomy and C-section, history of bladder surgery, and two foot surgeries for fasciitis. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 46 years. One pack per day for 22 years. Denied significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss, no cataract, glaucoma. She has vertigo, hoarseness. She has no hemoptysis, but has shortness of breath and bloody sputum. There's no abdominal pains, nausea, and no GI bleed. There's no chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations. No anxiety, no depression, no easy bruising. She has joint pains, muscle aches, and stiffness. No headaches. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly white female is alert, no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 80, that's patient 22. H-E-N-D, abnormal cephalic, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal is injected. Neck supple, no bruise, the thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with distant heart sounds. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses. And no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no carpal tunnel, it's reflex, the 1+ with no gross motor depth. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph. Impression number one, reactive airways disease. Number two is history of pulmonary fibrosis. And next paragraph, plan, the patient will patient will be advised to get a CBC, CT, chest, and IgE level. He will get a chest X-ray and compare it to the previous one. pulmonary function study will be done when feasible. And I'll follow the case of the doctor. Next paragraph, impression number one, reactive airways disease. Number two is pulmonary fibrosis. Number three, hypertension. Next paragraph, plan the patient will be continued on Ventolin 2 puffs QIEPR. Next line, follow-up visit approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Dale Intihar, MD.